And apart from the challenge of hanging on to those seats in Perth, the Coalition has another challenge on its hands, as they were just discussing, former Olympic skier and barrister Zali Steggall entering the race for Tony Abbott's seat of Warringah in Sydney. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
Zali Steggall has a high profile. She grew up in Manly. She describes herself as a small L Liberal. She's totally local, but she's up against a master politician who's won the seat 9 times and has a big buffer. What do you think, Michelle? Can she do what Karen Phelps and Cathy McGowan and Rebecca Sharkey have all done and beat a Liberal in Liberal heartland?
I think certainly she's the strongest candidate, independent candidate, who's emerged in this seat. We've discussed this before and said that if there's to be a real threat to Tony Abbott, it needs to come from someone who's Liberal-leaning, and this candidate seems to fit that bill. She's local, but as we've just heard, it's a case of whether she can push down the Abbott primary vote enough to be in the race. And I think that there's a reasonable chance, but it's still going to be quite hard for her. Tony Abbott has been doing quite a lot of work locally over the last few months. It's not surprising he's quoted today as talking about local issues. I think he's recognised that this is going to be his toughest election.
Okay. Also on the weekend, 2 more government ministers announcing their retirement, Michael Keenan and Senator Nigel Scullion. It's all about perceptions, isn't it? It does look a little like rats deserting a sinking ship, even if they all have their own reasons and issues. How damaging do you think this is for the Prime Minister?
It's very damaging, and I think that the fact that all the predictions are that the government will lose is influencing the departure of some of the high-profile people. Obviously, people always retire ahead of elections, some, but there tend to be more when a government looks to be on the way out. People think, well, do I want a stint in opposition? And often the answer is no. So it's not a good look for the government, and really there's not much that can be done about it. The interesting person, apart from, of course, Julie Bishop, whom we always talk about, will be Craig Launday. Now, Scott Morrison had a face-to-face meeting over breakfast, I think, with him last week. Craig Launday's been hanging out, really, for months, not saying whether or not he will contest his marginal Sydney seat of Reid. If he doesn't, I think that makes that seat much harder to hold, and presumably we should hear from Craig Launday in the next few days. It can't go on forever.
And just briefly, Michelle, suggestions too in the Herald Sun that Julia Banks, who of course quit the Liberal Party and moved to the crossbench, is going to run as an independent in the Victorian seat of Flinders against the Health Minister Greg Hunt. There's some new polling that shows he could be in trouble there. What do you think of this? She hasn't announced yet.
I don't think she'd have much chance. She's not a local, and the ALP vote at the last election was some 27%. Well, that's very healthy, potentially, in terms of a swing against the government and capturing a seat. So if it was going anywhere, I would have thought that it would be the ALP in a better position.
Okay.
But again, it's a hard ask even for the ALP, but I don't think she'll make it.
Okay. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.